This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, July 10th. God's word for you today is above all. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And it says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Your heart is under constant attack, and it is all about your faith, which is rooted in your heart. So I pray for you that every heart attack of disappointment, discouragement, and disillusionment will come to nothing in your life in Jesus' name. Every heart attack of hate and fear will come to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. Every heart attack of envy and jealousy and bitterness will come to nothing in the name of Jesus. God will strengthen your heart. God will uphold your heart. God will garrison your heart. From the physical heart attacks, we can draw a correlation to the spiritual heart attack. The function of the heart is to pump blood to every part of your body. A heart attack occurs physically when the heart muscles themselves do not get enough blood, or when the blood flows to the heart muscles is blocked. People have a heart attack when their heart does not get enough blood. The irony of that is, it is the heart that pumps blood to every part of the body. Imagine when that which pumps blood to every tissue and organ in the body does not have blood. This analogy applies to some of us. You take care of this person, that person, and everyone around you, but nobody is really taking care of you or asking you how you are doing. In fact, when people find out that they cannot take blood from you anymore, they take off, and you wonder who is taking care of you. If you are in this category, I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that in the same way the God of heaven sent angels to minister to Jesus, angels will minister to you. You have been ministering to others the same way God sent angels to minister to Elijah. Angels will minister to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Isn't it ironic that the heart that pumps life and pumps blood gets deprived of blood? That is what causes heart attacks. What are the things that block the flow of blood to the heart? We looked into them in days past. The three D's, the disappointments that leads to discouragement and leads to disillusionment. When we allow disillusionment, it blocks the flow of life. If you allow hate, fear, envy, jealousy, and bitterness, they will block the flow of blood and the flow of life to your heart. If you get rid of them and every other thing that can block the flow of blood and life to your heart, you will have a healthy heart. Let us pray. Father, I receive the grace, strength, and sensitivity to guard my heart above all else from every blockage and attack in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.